ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
With a Lighthouse welcome this morning, please can we welcome Reverend Dokun Idowu.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, let's lift those hands towards heaven and thank the Father of our spirits, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory. We thank you, Father, this morning. We are grateful. We're grateful for your love. We're grateful for your kindness towards us. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, the precious Lamb of God that was slain on our behalf. This morning, we trust you that the Spirit of the living God himself will teach us the word. He will unveil the word to our spirits. We ask you, Lord, to speak to our hearts. We ask you, Lord, to give us a word in our situations and circumstances. Let no one under the sound of my voice remain the same again. To you be all of the praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. You may please be seated. Thank you very much for having me in church this morning. Thank you, Pastor Ayo and Pastor Folake Daniels, for having me minister in the service this morning. My wife is here with me this morning. That wife that they were trying to describe. It's a honor and a privilege to have her in service this morning. It doesn't happen very often. We're hardly in the same church on a Sunday morning. But this is a special Sunday. Praise the Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So this morning, Pastor had asked us to speak about faith for finances. Faith for finances. That's what Pastor has asked us to talk about this morning. And we just hit the ground running. Man, I didn't ask you how long this teaching is supposed to be for. Is there a count? Oh, okay. It's like that. Thank you very much, man. All right, faith for finances. First of all, let us talk about what faith is very quickly. Faith is a firm persuasion based on the word of God that is independent of your physical senses. Let me say that again. Faith is a firm persuasion in your heart that is based on the Bible, based on what God said. So faith is based on what God said. Faith is a persuasion we develop based on the word of God. So if we're going to talk about faith for finances, we need to know the word of God concerning our finances. We need to be acquainted with that, and we need to have that built into our spirits. We cannot exercise faith or walk in faith for finances if we haven't taken time to build the word of God into our spirits. So that's the first thing and simple thing that faith is. Faith, however, is released by speaking words from our mouth. Our faith goes to work when we speak what we believe in our heart. Faith is exercised by saying with our mouths what we have built into our spirits. It's not just speaking, neither is it just believing in the heart. It's both things. It's believing with the heart and then saying with the mouth what we believe in our hearts. That's simply what faith is and how faith is released. And because we're talking about faith for finances, let me say this about faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that must come to him must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So faith has a reward with God. Amen. Faith has a reward. If we'll exercise faith in the area of finances, we will receive reward in the area of finances. If we'll exercise our faith and put our faith to work where our finances and the provision of God is concerned, we will receive reward from God. Hebrews 11:3 says that by faith the elders obtained a good report. You know, well, that's verse 2. That the elders obtained a good report by faith. So where our finances is concerned, our provision is concerned, getting the things we believe is concerned, we will obtain good reports if we will walk by faith. Listen to me. It may not always look like it. It may not always seem like it, but faith has a reward. It may not always appear so, but you will obtain a good report if you will just walk in faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you are tired, let me say it like this. If you are tired of the struggles and tired of the circumstances and tired of natural results, then it is time for you to switch to the spirit of faith. Maybe you've tried so hard in the natural to get things done. Maybe you've used your strength, your ability, you've done your best, and it just looks like nothing is moving, nothing is shaking. Listen to me. Where faith is concerned, things will move around. Faith will move mountains. Faith will move money. Faith will move money into your account and into your pocket. Yeah, faith can do that. By faith, that can be done. If you are tired of natural results, then it is time to get into the spirit of faith. Why do I say so? Because faith produces supernatural results. How many people are trusting God for supernatural supply this morning? Praise the Lord. Faith is God's way of producing supernatural results in our lives. It's how God gets things done. It's amazing that your faith is equal to work. Sometimes we don't see faith like that. We don't see the process of putting the word in our hearts and releasing with our mouths our faith as work. But if you go to Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters. And then God said, light be, and then God said the firmament be, and then God said the crops grow, and then God said the animals show up, and then God said, and then God said, and then God said, and when God said, and when he finished saying, the Bible says on the seventh day he rested from all his works. Ooh, I thought he was just speaking. You know, you read, he said, then he rested from his work. So, in the realm of the spirit, putting the word in your heart and saying it with your mouth is work. It has spiritual energy. Words are productive. Words are miracle working things. The words that come out of our mouth in faith will create a miracle around us. And if you're trusting God for supernatural supply, your heart and your mouth must line up with what the Word of God says. That's how to get it done. It's not by running around. It's not by jumping all over the place. It's not by looking for who to help you. It's by putting the Word in your heart and saying the same with your mouth, and then you can rest from all your works. Praise the Lord. You see, the way God got his own job done is by speaking it. I don't know if you noticed that. In making the universe, God didn't run around and look for how Julius Berger was going to make the firmaments. He didn't look for contractors. What did he use to get his work done? He used his words. He used his words. He used his words. You see, we must put the word in our hearts by meditation, by careful consideration, by thoughtfulness. Plant the seed of God's word in our hearts and then speak with our mouth what we are put in our hearts, and that has creative ability. It has creative ability. It has the ability to produce and provide for us in our lives. You see, the circumstances of life and the challenges of life come to everybody. Can anybody here do with a little bit more money? Praise the Lord. Oh, only three people. That's interesting. Can a few people here do with more money in their accounts? So it's you I'm talking to this morning. Praise the Lord. It's you God is speaking to this morning in His Word. If you can do with a little bit more or a lot more, maybe you're in the red. It doesn't matter where you are today. It doesn't matter the circumstances that surround you today. It doesn't matter the situations that are in your life today. It doesn't matter what things look like right now. Why? You see, because everything that you can see now can be changed by your faith. Faith can change anything. Your faith is enough to change anything. Your faith in the Word of God is more than enough to bring about any miracle you could desire. There is nothing that is beyond the ability of your faith. There is no storm that your faith cannot calm. There is no financial need that in walking by faith in God's Word, God can bring a provision to. That need doesn't exist. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 3, from verse 17 to 19, we see something. Because now we're talking about faith for finances. Let us look into the Word of God and even see where, you know, the lack of finances came from. In Genesis 3, 17 to 19, the Bible says, "And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life." The next verse. "Thorns and also thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field." Verse 19 says, "In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." This is the beginning of poverty. This is the beginning of lack. God never planned that you and I will ever lack anything. God never had intention for us to toil and sweat before we eat. It's actually a curse. Poverty is a result of the curse that came upon humanity because of Adam's transgression. Does God want us to walk? Yes. Adam was walking before that curse came. But he didn't have to sweat in order to eat. He didn't have to toil in order for him to eat. God had it in plan for him to work, but his work was to bring joy to him. It was to bring joy to his heart. Oh, tomorrow is Monday morning. If you're going to work and your face is all rumpled and squeezed up like a reprint of the Book of Lamentation, it simply means you're not enjoying your work and you're just going there because you have to eat. That's not the plan of God for you. God doesn't want us to have to suffer and sweat in order for us to eat. It's a curse. It's a curse that came upon Adam and Eve and the entire human race because of that transgression. In Deuteronomy 28, we see, you know, another situation where the Bible lets us see that poverty is actually a curse. Poverty is not good for anybody. How many people understand what I'm saying? Being poor is not a nice thing. Yeah, it's not a good thing. It's not a good place to be. But in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 to 17, he says, "But it shall come to pass, if thou shalt not obey the voice of the Lord thy God to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." So, what are these curses? "Cursed shall thou be in the city, cursed shall thou be in the field." Verse 17 says, "Cursed shall be thy basket and thy storehouse." The basket signifies your harvesting factor, what you use to harvest after you have sown, after you have planted, after you have worked, what you take home signifies that. And your storehouse simply signifies your reserves. We should not only have harvest and income and salaries, you know, but we should also have reserves. Somebody say reserves. You should have reserves, something you store up. You know, you should just look at your bank account and be happy. Praise the Lord. I know some people don't like to look at their bank accounts because it doesn't make you happy. But the plan of God for you is that when you look at your bank account, I mean your dollar account, you know, you can shout glory, glory, glory. You know, when the Bible says that when the people say there is a casting down, we will say there is a lifting up. The Bible says that famine and destruction, you will laugh. Why? You know, because you know that you have a provider. And you know what? Your storehouse has something inside it. You're not afraid of the famine. You're not afraid of the lack. You're not afraid of the circumstances of life that may come. You see, the devil will try to make you poor if he can. He'll try to take all that you have, all that you've worked for, if he can. But you see, by faith, we stand our ground on God's word to receive the Father's provision and to maintain the Father's provision. Because one can be rich today and poor tomorrow. It takes only one visit to certain hospitals for you to become poor and to finish all your reserves. So you see, we not only receive money by faith, we'll also maintain our harvest by faith. Somebody say amen. Amen. But poverty is a curse. We see it here. Verse 38 of the same chapter. Verse 38 to 40 of Deuteronomy 28. It says, thou shalt carry much seed into the field and gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Is that a good thing? He said, thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them. But thou shalt neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them up. He says, thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. That means it will abort before it fruits. That's not a good thing. That's a curse. That's a curse. That's not a blessing. Poverty is not a blessing. Amen? In case you don't know, let me tell you. But I know that you know. When you have to go out and the sun is beating you in the middle of the head, it's not a good thing. When you need to pay up your bills and you can't afford to pay them, it's not a good thing. When you need to eat and you have to eat what is available because what you desire is not really available, that's not a good thing. God doesn't want you to eat what is available. He wants you to eat what you desire in your life. Amen. The blessing of God is such that He wants our needs met. He wants our wants supplied. The Bible says so. The Word of God says so. He's not only concerned about our needs, He's also concerned about our wants, the desires of our hearts. The desires of our hearts. But remember, you see, faith is putting the Word of God in your heart and then releasing with your mouth what you have put in your heart, and that is what brings the provision of God. Now, let me say this. I haven't said that poverty is a curse. The Bible says to us in Galatians 3 verse 13 that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Is there any redeemed person in this house this morning? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. Why? Verse 14 says that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, Christ has redeemed us from the curse. The curse that came as a result of Adam's transgression, and the curse that came as a result of the breaking of the law of God in Deuteronomy 28, Christ has redeemed us from the curse. Amen. Now, if Christ has redeemed us from the curse, it means He has bought us back or purchased us from the curse. Now, if we are no longer under the curse, then we are in the blessing. Amen. Wow, only two people are happy about that. I said, if we are no longer under the curse, then we live in the blessing today. The Bible says to us, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1:3, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So we are blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. We are blessed. We are richly supplied. We are richly supplied. We have access to the fullness of the Father's provision because of Christ. We have access to the fullness of the Father's provision because of Christ. You see, this morning, I will attempt to share with us some of those scriptures that will build our faith for finances this morning. Some of those scriptures that you can hold on to, you can put in your heart, and you can release with your mouth for God's provision. Because they're available right there. The Bible says that the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He gives grace and glory. And nothing good will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. He's a sun and a shield. There's a sun and a shield. He's a sun and a shield. He gives grace and he gives glory. Nothing good will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Bible says concerning us in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrows with it. The blessing of the Lord. And the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3 that you are blessed. That blessing makes rich. That blessing brings wealth into our lives. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 tells us it is the God that gives thee power to get wealth. It gives you the ability to get wealth. It gives us the ability to get rich, to get riches, to get wealth into our lives. Job 36 and verse 11. If they will obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Does that excite anybody this morning? You see, because that is how your provision is going to come. Yeah, if they obey and serve him, they'll spend their days in prosperity. Woo! They will spend their years in pleasure. Hallelujah! I spend my years in pleasure. I spend my days in prosperity. The Bible says, delight yourselves in the Lord, and he will grant you the desires of your heart. Ooh, what do you desire this morning? Is it a bank account that is full of provision? Is it a brand new car? Is it a new house? Is it houses in several cities all over the world? That is not beyond your reach. Amen. Your Father is El Shaddai. He makes planets for fun. If he just gets bored, just make another planet. That's your Father. The Bible says that he is the God of the cattle upon the thousand hills. He said in Haggai 2:8, the silver and the gold is mine. You see, this Father that we have, he paved the road in his house in heaven. All the roads in heaven, the Bible says that they are made out of gold. You see, that says something about him. He's not afraid to supply your need. He's not afraid to provide for you. What need do you think you have that is so big that he cannot supply? My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Get excited about the word of God this morning. Amen. The psalmist said, I rejoice at your word as one that has found great spoil. You see, the psalmist is saying this, I don't need to see the money in my account. If I just find your word of provision for me, I start getting excited about it because it's as good as done. It's the same thing. I rejoice at your word. If I found your word concerning my need, I'm going to rejoice over it. Why? Because it is as good as done. It's the same thing. The Lord is a sun and a shield. He gives grace and glory. Oh, Psalm 37. Once I was young. He says, I have been young. Now I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. I've never seen the righteous go without. I've never seen the righteous go hungry, go in lack, go without the provision of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You see, it's not only your need he's concerned about. He's concerned about your want too. What do you want? He said, I'm El Shaddai. I can provide that. What do you desire? I can bring it to your doorstep. God knows your house address. Are you listening to me this morning? He knows where you live. He knows what you need. He knows what you desire. The secret desires of your heart that nobody even knows about. Your spouse doesn't know. Your children doesn't know. Your pastor doesn't know. No one knows it. He knows what you desire in your heart, and he is able to bring it to pass. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Glory to God. Oh, maybe you don't know what that means. Let me explain it a little bit. Have you ever seen grazing animals before? I'm sure you've seen them around Lagos as well, or wherever you're watching us from online. Grazing animals typically don't stop eating. They don't lie down. You see them standing and eating all they can. Those things, it looks like they have, you know, several chambers in their stomach. It looks like they are never full. They are always eating. They can practically eat all day. And then they can sleep a little bit and eat all night. Yeah, they eat a lot. They have the ability to take in a lot and consume some more. There is never enough for them. They are almost never satisfied. The psalmist describes right now his fellowship with God, where his provision is concerned. He said, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. Lush green pasture. That means it satisfies every desire that I've ever had. Do you know that God can satisfy your every desire? I don't think you know that. And there is provision for that in his word. For every desire to be satisfied. You look at your life and you just say, my God, I'm satisfied. My God, I'm satisfied. I have all that I need. I have all that I desire. He's saying that if I was that animal, if I was that sheep, and he was my shepherd, I ate so much until I was so full, I couldn't take any more. I had to lie down in green pastures. Even though the grass is green around me, oh boy, I don't chop belly full. God can belly full you. That's what I'm saying this morning. Amen. He can fill your bank account. He can give you supplies and provision until you are embarrassed and you say, that is enough. Send some to Pastor Folake, I'm satisfied. Imagine people want to send you money and say, you know, I don't want any more money. Send it to Pastor. And you send it to Pastor and say, I'm full, I'm satisfied, I don't want any more. Send it to Head Usher. So Head Usher says, I'm full, I'm satisfied, I don't want any more. I have all that I need, I have all that I desire. My heart is full. God can satisfy our desires. I know you don't know it, but he's our provider. He has the ability to satisfy every want. He has the ability to satisfy every need. He has the ability to satisfy every desire. He can save you from embarrassment. Are you listening to me? In John chapter 2, you know, in that wedding, the wine suddenly finished and the ceremony was not yet over. The groom would have been thoroughly embarrassed. Imagine on your wedding day, food finishes. It's not yet halftime. We have not yet called in the bride. Food has finished. Drinks have finished. But thank God Jesus was in the party. Amen. I said, thank God Jesus was in the party. Amen. And you know Jesus is with you also. So they called for, you know, him and said, we don't have any more wine. We are out of wine. We've run out of supplies. We run out of supplies. We run out of, the Mary said, go and meet him. And whatever he tells you to do, you do it. We say, oh, you mean we don't need to go and buy some more wine? He says, whatever he tells you to do, do it. So they went to meet him and said, what do we do? He said, fill the pots with water and take out of it, dip into it and go and serve the chairman of the ceremony. Ah! That's a tough one, isn't it? You don't want to go and dip water and serve rain water to the master of the ceremony. On your wedding day, you don't want to serve rain water. He said, dip into it and go and serve. But you know what happened? They filled the drums. They obeyed him. They did his word. You see, they had his word for it. Then they acted upon his word. They dipped, and as they went to serve, when they served the master of the ceremony, the chairman of the occasion, the chairman said, what? Why did you keep the best wine till the last? You may be going through a storm or a dearth right now. It looks like nothing is coming, but the best is yet to come. Your best days are not behind you. They are ahead of you. When they served, the man said, why did you keep the best for the last? The best is reserved for the last. I tell you, the coming weeks and the coming months are the best months of your life. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The future is as bright as the promises of God. Amen. You see, he saved that groom from embarrassment. He still does that today. He's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. You think you're about to be embarrassed, he'll save you from that embarrassment. Yeah, he'll take you out of that embarrassment. Before the due day comes, the provision will arrive. Before the need ends, before the need, the day that you were given for that need to be met, before it comes, the supply of Jesus is on the way. Amen. You see, that's who he is. He's a provider. He's a supplier. He is a giver. He's the one that brings forth good things. In John chapter 6, I love that story. They had just finished, you know, Jesus teaching ministries international. And then the people were hungry. They wanted to eat. The disciples said, they need to go and eat. Let them solve their problems. They are on their own. Jesus never says you're on your own. Amen? Okay. Let me talk to these guys. I said, Jesus never says you're on your own. You are not on your own. Even though it was a crusade they came for, they were hungry, he was concerned about their stomachs. He wanted them to be filled. He wanted their needs satisfied. He wanted provision to come to them. Then what did he do? He said, how are we going to feed these ones? It looks like it is impossible to feed these people. 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. That's a large crowd to feed in one day. It looked like it was impossible. In fact, Philip said, if we were going to buy food, I mean bread from all the bakeries in the city, we add this bakery to that bakery and clear out all their orders, there still wouldn't be enough bread to satisfy everybody. But El Shaddai said, what do you have in your hands? He said, I have two loaves and five fishes. He said, bring it to me. It was a little boy's lunch. El Shaddai took it in his arms. He blessed the father for it. And the bread began to multiply until all 5,000 of them were filled and satisfied and they could eat no more. And when they had all eaten, there were 12 baskets full left of the provision of God. I said it will satisfy your desires. They had 12 baskets left, filled with God's goodness. Everybody was satisfied. Everybody was filled. Their needs were met. Their wants were supplied. And there was excess left. Ooh, the God who is more than enough. I said the God who is more than enough is more than enough for your need. He's more than enough for your want. He's more than enough for that lack. He's more than enough for that school fees. He's more than enough for that house rent. He's more than enough for the food you eat. He's more than enough to put a house, a roof over your head. He's more than enough. He's more than enough. Because he was more than enough, and because he is more than enough, whenever he does a thing, he will put his signature on it. And his signature is more than enough. Excess, overflowing, abundance, more than you need, more than you desire. I tell you, he can bring the more than you need into your life. God doesn't just want you to have enough. He wants you to have more than enough. Why? Because he is more than enough and he is our satisfaction. Is anybody excited this morning at all? He's more than enough. He's more than enough. He's more than enough for your need. More than enough for our desires. Amen. So, we see concerning him, the Bible says in 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper. That means you have a good journey. Amen. God wants you to have a good journey through life. You know what a good journey is? A good journey is not the journey you embark on, you know, at night. And then you go and enter night bus. And they squash you in one, you know, can like that. And there's one toilet on the bus for all 120 of you. And before you start the journey, you're already tired. You're already nauseated. You're already choked. You're already uncomfortable. And then as you're going, you start hearing gunshots in the middle of the night and all of you run out of the bus into the bush. And while you ran out in the bush, you left your luggage behind. By the time you came back from the bush, the luggage was gone. And you are going for your best friend's wedding. You are the best man. Now, your best man's suit is missing. You said, I know how to cut. I will cut cost. Me, go and fly, 50,000 naira. No, 10K. I don't reach Abuja. 10K, I don't reach Lagos. 10K, I'm there. So you took the shortcut. Now, your 50K suit is gone. Best man doesn't have suit. You just appear at the wedding with singlet. And then you get back into the bus. Drive another 2 hours. Two tires exploded on the way. You waited. You have to wait till 7 a.m. when other people wake up. You say, but I'm having a night journey. It's cheaper. And before you know it, no. From Kano, you are in Lagos. You did not know that you are shooting yourself in the foot. That's not a good journey. You see, the idea of prosperity with God is this, that He wants you to have a good journey through life. A good journey, a pleasant journey. Whoo, where you always have a song on your lips. Not because all the money is in the account, but because you know that the one who provides for you has the ability and has your interest at heart. Amen? A good journey is when you get to the airport, you know, at 3 o'clock. And you get on the plane at 3:30. And instead of doing 10 hours or 12 hours to get to Abuja, in 1 hour, you are there. You are spick and span. You are fresh as ever. You can even dress for the wedding from where you are coming from. When you appear, you say, where are you coming from? I just traveled 1,000 kilometers right now. And I arrived here. And say, you look like this. Yes, I look like this. Because it was not a stressful journey. You see, life is a journey. Prosperity means that God wants you to have a good journey. A pleasant journey. As you go, your needs are met. Amen? As you go, El Shaddai shows up. He said, I heard that you need $1,000. There is the $1,000. As you go, El Shaddai shows up. You know, sometimes when we're thinking about our needs being met and we're thinking about finances, we are constantly thinking about money. Prosperity is more than money. It is the ability of God to meet the need of a man. Are you listening to me this morning? It's God's ability meeting man's needs. Whatever the need may be, El Shaddai shows up. You know, money cannot meet some needs, right? Yeah, money doesn't meet some needs. Some things are beyond money. Money doesn't buy everything. Money can't buy certain things. You need El Shaddai to show up in your life and give you a good journey. You see, 3 John 2 tells us that he wishes or prays above all things that we may have a good journey. We may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So that's all degrees and all levels of prosperity. Prospering in things, having things. Then prospering in your body, good health. And then prospering in your soul. That's spiritual prosperity. That means God wants you to prosper in all areas. He doesn't just want you to have money in your account and you don't know how to pray. Are you listening to me? He doesn't simply want you to, you know, be able to pay your rent, but there is no joy in the home. Yes, you have a house, but you don't have a home. That's not prosperity. The idea of God's prosperity is an all-round complete life. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Shalom. The Bible says the chastisement of our peace, the punishment that brought us peace, that word peace there is shalom. The chastisement that brought us shalom was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I want you to see that Jesus made full provision for our lives through his death, burial, and resurrection. He made full provision. Isaiah 53 is where I was quoting from. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. The punishment that brought us shalom. Shalom is our right and privilege in Christ. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God wants your life to be a specimen of shalom. That nothing is missing, nothing is broken. That every department is satisfied. Every area is filled. There is joy in your heart. There is peace in your heart. There is provision for you. There is supply for every need. When you need it, it shows up. El Shaddai can show up in any shape, form, or fashion. They could have been sitting in that desert in John 6 when Jesus was ministering and be saying, God, send us money. But you see, it's not only money that he sends us. He sends us favors too. Amen? He can supply your need. Your children get scholarships. That's God's supplies. Are you listening to me this morning? He can supply your need. You say, I need a car. I need a car. What about if he gives you a job and they give you an official car, a brand new car? Do you still need a car? No. So sometimes it's not a car you need. It's just pointing your attention to the job. What about if your husband's business grows? You know, sometimes we don't see those things the way we should see them. You are married, living in your husband's house. His business grew by 100% over a 3-month period. And you were trusting God for finances. Hasn't finances come already? It has showed up already. What about if your wife gets an international job? You say, but I'm the head of the house. Are you joking? Are you kidding me right now? In the midst of lack, in the midst of want, your wife gets a job where they pay her in foreign currency. And you are saying that God has not supplied to you. Who has he supplied to? I thought everything she has is your own. And everything you have is our own. We need to see beyond our noses. Amen. God's provision is all around us. We just need to open our hearts to receive what the Father has for us. So, in talking about this, we've seen from the Word of God that God is a supplier, is a provider. He is the God who sees ahead and makes provision. That is really the meaning of El Shaddai, the meaning of Jireh. The God who sees ahead and makes provision for it. Some of us are concerned about 2023 and what's going to happen. What's going to happen in this country? Where is the money going to come from? Where is supply going to come from? Listen to me. Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, he sees ahead and he makes provision. Before you arrive in 2023, provision is waiting for you there. You see, because before Abraham got upon the mountain, the provision was waiting for him there. He didn't have to worry, where is the ram going to come from? Where is the sacrifice animal going to come from? The sacrificial animal was already waiting for him there. The angel only pointed his attention to it. Amen. Say with me, God sees ahead and he makes provision for my every need. He's the God who sees ahead and makes provision. It is time for you and I to rest in his promises, to rest in his word. What has he said concerning your finances? What has he said concerning supply to your life? It's time for you to take his word, put in your heart, start saying with your mouth, and go to rest. And go to rest. I don't mean don't walk, because that's another part of prosperity. Are you with me this morning? I don't mean don't walk. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it. And do it with all your heart. Do it with all diligence. I've seen people who, you know, were doing a menial job, mopping the floor. I'm telling you literally, mopping the floor or keeping the gate, opening gate and opening gate. And someday, their boss sees that this guy is more useful than just opening gate. It gives them a permanent employment. It gives them an employment in the organization where they are paid double, triple, quadruple of what they are being paid before just to open gates. Whatsoever your hand finds you to do it diligently. Don't grumble and complain about where you are today. You see, contentment is of God too. Be happy with where you are today on your journey to receiving all of the Father's provision for you. Amen. Nobody likes a rumpled face. As if the trouble of the world is on your shoulder. You are Jehovah. You are carrying all of us on your shoulder, and our weight is too much. So you are going around like that. So you don't know what I'm going through. If only you know what I'm going through. If only you know what the need I have in my life. If only you know all the bills I have to pay. Is God dead? God is not dead. He's alive. And he's on the throne. On Sunday morning, everybody is excited. Jesus is Lord. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. But Monday morning,
little Lagos. Somebody survived this week now.
The month has ended. They have not paid salary.
This
is my company. Don't pay salary until the second week of the next month. Jehovah is not dead. Amen. He doesn't supply your need according to your work. He doesn't supply your need according to your bank account. He doesn't supply your need according to the economy of Nigeria. He doesn't supply your need based on who you know. He supplies your need according to his own riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's his own riches. It's his own riches. Quit looking at the storms and the circumstance. Take your eyes off the mountain. Keep your eyes on the provider. Keep his word in your heart. Speak his word from your mouth in faith. Release your faith. Put your faith to work. Even the devil doesn't care what you believe if you are not saying anything. Yeah. Your mountain doesn't care what you believe if you are not saying anything. The Goliath of lack does not care what you believe if your mouth is short. If your mouth is short, your miracle may be short. Don't be quiet. Speak the word. Release your faith by words. Faith is released by words. So speak your faith. Be careful not to connect your mouth to your feelings. Are you listening to me this morning? You see, because faith is released by words. Don't connect your mouth to your need. Don't connect your mouth to your want. Don't connect your mouth to the lack. Don't connect your mouth to the circumstance. Don't connect your mouth to what Goliath is saying. Because Goliath speaks. Are you listening to me? Goliath gave them a lecture. Goliath Seminar International for 40 days and 40 nights. And Israel showed up to listen every single day. Be careful what you hear from the news. Be careful what people are saying around you. Jesus said, be careful what you hear. If you store up needs, wants, lack in your heart, you are not going to have any faith words to speak out of your mouth. You will simply be speaking your need. And speaking your want. And speaking the desire. And speaking the lack. And that's not how to release your faith in God's word. The way to release your faith in God's word is to connect your mouth to your heart where you are storing the word of God. I like to say it like this. Connect your believer to your speaker. Are you with me? Let me demonstrate it. Look at me if you're here. And if you're watching online. Connect your believer to your speaker. Don't connect your feelings to your speaker. Don't connect your need to your speaker. Many people just basically speak their need. I don't have money. I'm broke. I'm busted. I'm disgusted. There's nothing that I want. What will I do now? Where will we get the money from? You are connecting your speaker to the need. That won't bring the supply. In order for you to have the supply, you must connect your speaker to your believer. Faith is of the heart. What you believe in your heart, you speak with your mouth. The funny thing is this, you may not feel like it. You know, sometimes when you speak your faith, you don't feel anything. And people realize that when the choir is not singing in your room, on Tuesday night, it feels very different. Doesn't it? It feels very different when the choir is not there. You see? When the corporate anointing is not present. It is you and the lack. It is you and the situation. It is you and the mountain. Now you need to connect your mouth. Some people connect it to their feelings and they start crying, "Oh God." Shh. You're connecting your mouth with your feelings. Your feelings won't supply your need. Feelings don't please God. Faith does. Feelings don't have a reward. Faith has a reward. Your feelings won't bring a good report. Your faith will bring a good report. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Did Sarah feel like crying? Yes. But what did she do? She judged God faithful. Did Abraham feel like crying when God told him, you're the father of many nations and he had no child and he was even told to go and sacrifice Isaac? Of course, he felt like crying. Of course, he felt like rain on the floor. But what did he do? The Bible says he believed God. He acted like unto God who calls those things which be not as though they were. So in the midst of lack, you speak the provision of God. My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. I see money coming your way. Woo, I see provision coming your way. I see a mighty supply coming your way. Listen to me. Doors of opportunities open up to you. I'm telling you, if you will put the word of God in your heart and start saying with your mouth, it will create a miracle of endless supply into your life. Amen. If you will put the word of God in your heart and start saying with your mouth, it will create a miracle of endless supply, endless provision, endless finances. As one need is coming up, the supply will come up. As the need arises, Jehovah shows up. As the need comes up, El Shaddai, the one who can satisfy all of us and never diminish, shows up on your behalf and brings the need, the supply into the need until the need is completely swallowed up in victory. Money is coming your way. Amen. Amen. Supply is coming your way. Amen. New jobs are coming your way. Fresh businesses are coming your way. Woo, those doors that you've knocked and knocked and knocked and they refuse to open. The one who opens the door and no one can shut it is opening the door this morning. Amen. It's time for us to stop complaining. It's time for us to stop worrying. It's time for us to stop wondering. It's time for us to stop being emotional about it. It's time for us to, you know, get in faith. If you are tired of natural results, then get in the spirit of faith. Get in the spirit of faith. We having the same spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. As it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak. The proof of your belief is in your speaking. If you truly believe, you will speak. Listen to me. If you truly believe in God's ability to provide, you will speak of his ability to provide in the midst of the need. When the need is still happening, when the account is still red, you will say, you know what? All the money is coming my way. Woo! Stop saying people don't like me. Nobody wants to give to me. Nobody wants to be a part of what I'm doing. I've asked for this one. No, keep quiet. Say I'm surrounded with favor as with a shield. Everywhere I turn, people like me. Everywhere I go, I receive support. Everywhere I turn, people bring money to me. They bring supply. God touches people's hearts. Angels are working on my behalf. They have been sent for to minister to me. Money is coming my way from every direction. In pounds sterling, in dollars, in the best currencies of this world. Supply is rushing towards me and I'm ready to receive today. Is anybody ready to receive tonight? Jump on your feet and shout glory to God and declare with your mouth. Amen. Speak with your mouth what you believe in your heart. Speak with your mouth. It's a beautiful week ahead of us. Yes, this is a week of mighty supply. This is a week of mighty provision. We rejoice in his word. We rejoice in his doing. We rejoice in his ability. We rejoice in his wisdom provided for us. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm the head and not a tail. I'm above only and not beneath. El Shaddai, the God who supplies all, the God who is more than enough, more than enough, more than enough. More than enough is coming my way. More than enough is my portion. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of poverty. I'm free from poverty. I live in abundance. I live in the mighty supply of God. There is an endless supply of His goodness. There is an endless supply of His provision. My Father takes care of me in grand style. He provides, He supplies, He brings all the money my way. Now, if you believe everything we said, I want you to give the Lord a shout of praise. Rejoice in the Lord. Give Him some praise this morning.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,